It's April 16th, and we're on the sixth floor of the Leahy Clinic in Burlington, Massachusetts. Derek's stomach is held together at the moment by 25 staples.
It's Wednesday, and I just had a liver transplant on Monday. So I'm in the hospital room hanging out.
And how do you feel?
They did a pretty good job cutting into my gut.
A portion of his wife's liver is now nestled inside. Logan and her remaining half an organ are a few rooms down the hallway. She's nauseous, experiencing vertigo, and generally miserable. The good news is the transplant went smoothly, and over the first 48 hours, there aren't any signs of complications.
I was in pain, but that was to be expected. And I felt like I had turned a corner and everything was over.
Over the next few days, though, his new liver would hit a wall. Blood tests and ultrasounds showed major problems. One of the arteries attached to the organ had collapsed.
Although the volume of my liver was scientifically adequate for his body, it couldn't handle the flow, for lack of a better way of explaining it.
So surgeons went back in to see what they could do to save it. But by the seven-day mark, it was clear Derek would need yet another liver. This was also the same day Logan was okayed to go home.
When the surgeon came in and said, no, he has to go back on the transplant list, I was like, oh. Like, it kind of ruined going home. You know, because then I didn't want to go home. Yeah. I didn't want to leave you at that point. But I think that's when I think we both realized...
Derek was immediately placed at the top of the regional transplant list. His health began to rapidly decline as the half-functioning liver sputtered on. Logan, now at home, was slowly regaining her appetite and dealing with stiffness and lingering pain. Her thoughts, though, were still at the hospital. Relatives and a close friend took turns caring for her.
She said, well, how are you doing? You know, you look good. I'll go to the grocery store for you. We went through all the logistics, and I just looked at her and I said, he's going to die in that hospital, and I'm going to be sitting on this stupid couch. Like, he's going to die in the hospital. And I was inconsolable at that point. And she just sat on the couch next to me and she held my hand and she said, no, he is not. He is not going to die in that hospital. That is not what is going to happen. And I remember her saying it to me and I remember thinking, you don't know what you're talking about.
A week went by before Logan felt good enough to go visit her husband. Soon, she was making the hour drive daily. They would sit in his room or wander the halls, just killing time, waiting for an organ donation to come through. There's some video of him during this stretch. He's sitting at a piano in the hospital lobby. His skin is unbelievably yellow with jaundice, and his eyes are deeply sunken. Still, he's got the strength to nail a rendition of Send in the Clowns. It was another 21 days before doctors walked in with the news that an organ from a deceased donor was available. It was a match for both blood and tissue type. On May 13th, Derek's second transplant went off smoothly, and after 37 days in the hospital, he went home. Since then, he's been slowly building up his strength and trying to gain back some of the 30 pounds he lost. He's also trying to gain some perspective on everything that's happened. There is something of a fraternity among people on the organ transplant list, an understanding that you've got to do your time before the next available organ is tagged as your next organ. By having Logan attempt a transplant first, it meant that failure put his life in immediate jeopardy. That vaulted him to the top of the list, ahead of the other people waiting in line.
I definitely felt like I was cheating the system. I don't know how to explain it. I never will. I think I'll always second guess or wonder about all those other people that I leapfrogged in front of. I don't think I'll ever fully come to grips or accept the fact that I didn't take the hard path to get there.
The reason it's different and the reason I don't think you cheated the system is because I put myself at risk and we're a team. So because I put myself at risk, you get to have the top of the list. And yes, you may have beat someone else out for that liver. But I guess I'm selfish in thinking that I wanted you to live, so I was glad.
Derek is healthy right now, not yet completely in the clear, but strong enough for walks around the neighborhood and weekend trips with his wife. He says he's grateful to her and to the doctors, to the organ donor who saved his life, and for the fact that people are willing to do that sort of thing at all. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.